verse 11 to 17.
Okay. Luke 7, 8, 7, 11 to 17. You ready? Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay. Are you ready, church?
Yeah.
Okay. Begin. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her and said, "Don't cry." Then he went up and touched the coffin, and those carrying it stood still. He said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. They were all filled with awe and praised God. "A great prophet has appeared among us," they said. "God has come to help his people." This news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Okay, we have a wonderful story today here in Luke chapter 7. Okay? Now, Jesus, verse 11, Jesus was going to a town called Nain. Right? Verse 11. A town called Nain. Now, we have to pay attention to this word Nain. This is a town called Nain. We are here, town called Wonggukdong. Wonggukdong. Welcome to Wonggukdong, huh? Here, Luke chapter chapter 7, there's 9. So, Jesus is going to 9. Now, what is the word 9 means? 9 means, right? It means beautiful. It means wonderful. Okay? It means lovely. But when Jesus and the disciples and a big crowd following Jesus to the town called Nain, what did they first encounter? They encountered dead person. Right? It was in the coffin. And a large crowd was following this dead person. So, as we can see, there's parade of dead person. Funeral services was going on in the city of Nain. So, Nain means beautiful, lovely, but when you go into the city of Nain, into the town of Nain, you find full of dead people. It's like the world we're living in, it's like a Gangnam. If you came, if you visited Korea, right? And then if you go visit Gangnam. Have you been to Gangnam? Huh? Yeah? Gangnam, you heard the song Gangnam Style, right? The dancing thing, right? Gangnam Style, right? When you go to Gangnam, they have tall buildings, shiny, right? Looks rich, looks beautiful. But when you go into the core of Gangnam, they're full of dead people. Okay? So Jesus is going to a town called Nain. We can say Jesus has visited to this earth. And this world is wrapped by the enemy. This world is camouflaged. Outside, looking great. December is coming soon. And on the Christmas season, the whole world is decorated with the Christmas trees, right? It looks beautiful. And Christmas trees, and Christmas carol, and the presents everywhere. It looks beautiful outside, isn't it? But when you go really into the world, into this town Nain, you will find dead people. You'll find darkness. You'll find sins. You'll find corruption. there are many rich people in this world, obviously. Not some, there are some, many, actually. But those many people, rich people, they are still feeling voidness and emptiness in their heart, right? They have stress. Do you think they don't have a stress? They have more stress probably than you. Why? Because they try to contain that lots of money, to contain lots of money and not be stolen. They would think about money every day probably because they have too much money in the bank. They try to count the money every day, huh? How much they have. But their heart is not at peace at all. So outside, right, they will eat sushi all the time, expensive sushi all the time, eating the hotel food all the time, driving, you know, Mercedes Benz or BMW, right, and then just visit, you know, this wonderful places in this world. And outside, it may look good, huh? But when you go inside of their heart, it may be full of death. That's the message, first message of this scriptures 9. Okay, John chapter 10, we know. A thief came to this earth with a purpose. The thief, we know. Right? Our enemy is a thief. And he came to steal and to kill and to destroy. But he doesn't, listen, the enemy does not come as a thief, looking like a thief. He doesn't come as a monster. You know those monsters? And red eyes, you know? the monster looking the enemy does not come as a monster. He comes as an angel, like a knight. Okay, so we can see this whole world has been covered up by the enemy. Okay? With lovely decorations. But when we go into this world, we will see full of death, full of corruptions. Do you agree with me? Okay, so outside and inside, there's a problem here. It's not matching here, isn't it? Outside and inside is not matching. We have to think about this. Do I look okay today? Yeah? Outside, it may look shiny. In fact, I think my skin is getting more younger. Really. Today, this morning, when I woke up and I washed my face with cold water, and then I said, I was doing like this. Something's happening with my face. It's getting more smoother and more younger. I don't know what happened. I'll tell you the secret. If you really want to know after service, talk to me. This is personal. So, you know, just because I'm looking nice and looking handsome outside, how about my inside? Do you know what's going on inside of me?
No.
No? If you know, you're God. Okay, look at the person next to you, your brother or sister. Does he look nice today? Right? Looking very good with necktie. White t-shirt and necktie, wonderful eyeglasses. But do you know what's going on in his heart? Do you know what's going on in his mind? You can't tell, huh? Only God knows, huh?
Yeah.
We have some couples here, some singles here too, some singles, right? When you want to look for your mate. I believe one of the most important criteria is to find a spouse who's sane, or maybe you cannot find a completely sane inside outside. Similar, near similar, near similar. Okay, inside and outside, if they're matching. That's a good person. Hallelujah. That's a good person to meet.
Amen.
You like that? So you met a good person? We have to ask her now. Sister? Good person? Hey, okay. If you're here for the first time, I'm not going to ask you. Okay? Don't worry. Don't be nervous. Yes, I think I met the right person. She's saying. I think she's better than I am. Oh, Lord Jesus. So we have to be careful. When you visit a church, outside, oh, the whole band. Whatever it is. So awesome. Oh, this worship is awesome. But when you go inside of their heart, band player's heart, or pastor's heart, or usher's heart, it may be different. Some of the members today prophesied, hey, God is spirit. And no one saw, right? No one has seen God. He's a spirit. But praise God, God is invisible because he's a spirit. But then God, okay? God showed himself through Christ, through his son. Because Christ is God's, Christ is embodiment of God. Meaning, Christ is the real thing of who God is. Through incarnation, through living of 33 years, and he died on the cross, and he rose again, and he became a life-giving spirit. 1 Corinthians 15:45. You look at the scripture, you will realize, he's a spirit, right? And he has visited us, now he's living in our spirit. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Besides this, there's nothing to look at. There's nothing to look at. Besides Christ living in my spirit, and my spirit, right? His spirit, Holy Spirit, and my spirit has joined together, become one spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:17. Besides this, joint spirit with God's spirit, nothing to look at. We are like nine. A town called Nine. Full of death. You and I, we are saying, I am no different than you. When God looks at us, look at us, if we take the Christ in, who is in our spirit, put Christ outside, we all become town called Nine, full of death. Do you agree?
Yes.
We need Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, how we need Jesus.
Amen.
So, verse 12 now. Let's look at verse 12. Can we read it together? Begin. As he approached the town gate. A widow. You have to pay attention. This is the key word here. A widow. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out. See this dead person. This widow's dead son, the only son, was dead, right? And he was in the coffin. And the people were carrying this coffin, right? And the large crowd was following this coffin, the dead man. You see, we have to read this spiritually. Everything, the story that is written in the Bible is not to tell us to carry the physical story. So what? We have to read it with our spiritual eyes. We have to read it with our spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we call on the name of the Lord, we have to use our spirit. When we pray, we have to use our spirit. When we worship, we have to use our spirit. When we read the Bible, we have to use our spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. So here, that person was being carried out, right? The only son. You see that only son? The only son of his mother. Who's the only son in the Bible? Jesus Christ. So there's a relationship, right? There's a connection, isn't it? So here, okay, the only son was of his mother, and she was a widow. Now, to this widow, she had only one son, no husband. Now, how much this son was meaningful and valuable to her? You can guess. How much? Huh? This only son was her hope, was her joy, was her reason for living. Do you understand? This son was everything to this widow. This son was the reason why she was living, making living, right? Go outside, probably working very hard, like you are working in the factory, right? You are working very hard to earn some money to educate her son, right? So she went through all those difficult life with the son, right? Because he went through the puberty, right? Age, teenager, wandering, all that. And then she's working very hard to feed him, to clothe him, to educate him, right? Some of you are studying PhD, that's like, whoa, there's a question in my mind, who's supporting him? Wow. Anyway, so this son, you know, the mom is supporting everything. And now this son is grown up. This son is grown up and mature, and all of a sudden, this son died. Oh my goodness, she invested all her life, all her money, all her strength, right? All of her heart, she invested on this, the one son. And when he died, you know what? Her hope died. When she died and he died, when the son died, her hope died, her joy died. The reason for living, purpose died. Everything died. So can you imagine the sadness and the sorrow that she's going through? Right? Now here's a spiritual message, my brothers and sisters. Here's a spiritual message. Now we have to interpret, right? Spiritually, right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, so let's define. Let's spiritually define who is a widow. A widow is when you don't have Christ, you are a widow. When Christ is absent in your life, you are a widow. You have no hope. You have no joy. You have no purpose. Now, how many widows we have in this world? How many? When you go out here, how many? Huh? They're full of, right? There's so many widows here because they don't have husband. The true husband to you and to me is Lord Jesus Christ. We are His bride. Amen?
Amen?
But if Christ is lost, they're a widow. Oh, Lord Jesus. And what's more sad thing is that even after a man or woman have accepted Jesus Christ, then now Christ is the husband. But then, even after Jesus being the husband of her, she's living like a widow. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Now that's more sadness, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like my son is here, and I have $100 here, and my son is here, and I have $100, and this is free money. And then my son needs $1 to buy something. And I'm right next to him. And he's my son, and I have $100 here. And he needs $1 to buy something. Maybe ice cream, huh? Or something. Huh? Now he can, all he has to say is, Daddy, I want ice cream. Okay, how much is that? $1? No problem. I have $100 in my pocket. And it's free money. Here, $1. Perhaps my heart says, I want to give you $2. If you ask more, I'll give you $5. If you ask more, I'll give you $10. I will give $99 or $100. If you really need it, I'll go to bank and I'll lend the money and I'll give it to you. Hello? Use the right that you have in Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why do we sometimes live like a widow? Where is your husband? Where is your spiritual, the divine husband? Who is our Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, He loves you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has a plan for you, my brother, sister. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, some of our brothers from India, and you are here for studies. Hey, I want to tell you something today. God has a plan for you. God has a plan for you. And you are studying something good, right? But God has a plan for you. There's a God has a plan for you, and God has a plan for you to visit this church.
Amen.
We are a small church, but we are not small in our hearts.
Amen.
We are a small church in number, but we're not small in our spirit.
Amen.
We are a small looking church, but we're not small in our knowledge.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're a small church, we're not small in our love for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We're not small at all. Look at the vision we have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God has done it until now. Right?
Yeah.
God has done it. I didn't do it. God did it. This is our seventh year. Right? And some of you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. We were here, now we are here. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, how many widows do we have today here, this afternoon? How many widows do we have? Don't raise your hand. I'm just asking you. Do you live like a widow? You don't have to answer. You're being very nice. Okay. Yeah, we all do sometimes, right? Don't we? Maybe many times. Maybe perhaps until now you are living like a widow. But meet your husband today, who is our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Amen. Okay. Look at this now. When she lost her son, she lost everything, right?
Yeah.
Listen, Christ is our husband, right? But to this, like this widow, because she loved her son so much, and her son died, she died. Her hope died. Now, listen, if anything other than Christ is what you love. Let's say you love money. You depend on money. And if you lose your money, you'll die. You lose your hope. You'll get so disappointed and depressed, you'll kill yourself. If you love fame, and the fame disappears, you will disappear. You get my point?
Yeah.
Anything that you love beside Christ, you hold on to it, and that valuable thing dies, then you die. But if you love Christ, and then something dies around you, whether that is money or fame or position, whatever, you're not going to be shaken. You are still there. Hallelujah. Strong and adamant. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ is our foundation. He's the foundation rock. He's our rock. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, point number three. Here's point number three. Now, you see this verse, okay? Yeah. There are two kinds of marching here. One marching, a big crowd following Jesus. Jesus is life, right? So they are following Jesus. Another big crowd following that person. They're following the death. Following life, and they're following death. Listen, in this world, there are only two different kinds of road. Away. There's no middle road. Whether you are following Jesus or you are following the world. Okay, you are following Jesus or you're following the devil, right? You're following church or you're following the world. You see, you're following the tree of life, which is Jesus Christ, or you're following the tree of knowledge and good and evil, which is the devil. You are either or. You cannot be in the middle. Alright? And here's the tragedy. That we are following Jesus, but so many, I have to say, so many Christians, right, the believers, they're still following Jesus with one leg, another leg, they're following something else. They're following the world, right? Huh? There are two legs like this. You understand? You are riding the train that's going to Seoul. Another leg, you're also on the train to Busan. So what's going to happen? Huh? Ask a person next to you, what's going to happen? Huh? Are you a Superman? One of those, the leg stretches, right? What is that guy's name? Rubber Man? Huh?
Last?
You are watching the cartoon, right? You're watching the movie, I see that, matter of fact. That's why you know the name. Elastic Man? Yeah, you know? Listen, Brother and sister, wake up. Wake up from your dream. You're not an elastic man. You're not an elastic man. Do you understand? Your leg will not stretch that far. You have to make your decision quickly and then come out of one train. And stick with one train. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
You cannot be in Jesus and in the world. No. There's going to be confusion, and confusion will eat you up, and you're going to be, oh, what am I doing? And you're going to live a wondrous life. And at the end of your life, you're going to regret. What did I do? Well, because one leg was in the world, one leg was in Christ. Well, one leg Jesus is holding. One hand. Jesus is holding here, and the Satan is holding. And you have both arms like this. And you cannot do anything, huh? Oh, Lord Jesus. Which train are you? Are you in the train of Jesus, or are you in the train of the world? Are you in the train of church, or train of nine? Which train are you? Now, I believe most of you have changed your train. You were in nine before, but now you are in the church. You were in the world, but now you are in Jesus Christ. Are you? Are you? Praise the Lord for that. But how about those people, a big crowd following this dead person? How about those world who are still lost? How about those world people, a big crowd who are riding the train that is heading into the lake of fire? How about those people? Do you care? Do you care, brothers and sisters? Now, please, if you have a good excuse, maybe Jesus will say, okay, I understand, you're busy. But you better come up with a good excuse. Do you have one good excuse? Not to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Huh? Tell me, you have a good excuse? Tony, you got a better excuse than mine?
Not at all.
We have no excuse. No excuse not to tell, not to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay? Bible says, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because it is the power of God's salvation for those who believe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, our relatives, our family members, our parents, our friends, our colleagues, you know, there's just friends around us. There's so many people on the train that is going to make a fire. Come on, let's rescue them. Amen.
Amen.
God wants to save them all.
Amen.
Jesus Christ not only died for you and me. Jesus Christ died for the whole world.
Amen.
Jesus Christ died for everybody. There are 2.1 million migrants living in Korea, right? And they're dying, right? They're dying, isn't it? So who's going to rescue them? Koreans? No. Koreans are not interested. Majority of Koreans are not interested. I'm sorry. They're not interested. If they're interested, something will happen with migrants already. With very few churches that they serve migrants. I'm sorry to tell you. The churches in Korea, they're sleeping. Majority of them. Few. They're awakened, right? The majority of them. How about you? Are you going to sleep too? How about us? Are we going to sleep together with the Korean church? God's going to remove the lampstand. God's presence will be lifted up. And we will become like a church in Europe. I'm sorry, brother. The church in Europe is finished. It's finished a long time ago. Compromise, mixed, right? With untruth, with many secularization. When you go to church in Europe, tall, huge buildings. But when you go inside, the grandma and grandpa, about 10 of them. And they're singing, you know? It's empty, yeah. I heard a Korean missionary who went to, I don't know which country, it was German, went to there, and then, because there's a huge building, huge church, a very nice looking cathedral kind of church, you know, like millions of dollars of building, you know, but there's no people there. And they asked Korean pastor, Korean students in the seminary, Would you please come and lead our church? And now he's serving there. They don't have a pastor there. Korea, if they're not waking up, if they don't wake up, they were taking the steps of Europe. Why you came to Korea, perhaps? Oh, we know, physically speaking, to earn money. We know, physically speaking, to study, as you here to, right? But that's a physical realm. We have physical realm and spiritual realm. We have two different realms, right? Amen?
Yeah, amen.
You're not just the flesh, but you're a spirit. Zechariah 12:1, God created spirit in you. Proverbs 20:27, God, you're a man's spirit. That man's spirit in Hebrew is neshama. Genesis 2:7, God breathed the breath of life. That was neshama. So you are a spiritual being. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right? So physically speaking, yes, you have that physical realm to work, to study, and do whatever, right? But that is not the ultimate goal while you're here in Korea.
Amen.
You're not here in Korea by God's accident. You are here because God planned it. If you are a believer, you're a child of God. Listen, there's no accident in your life. God purposed it. God planned it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God planned your life. Amen.
Amen.
You're not an accident. God planned it. God planned it to you to come to Korea. God planned you to go to school somewhere near here. God planned you to come to this church. If that is the reason, right? There should be a reason why. And you have to realize that the question why. Some of you, I think you got it. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You might say, oh, I'm not ready. No. Please, that is not a good excuse. You say, I'm not ready. When are you going to be ready? When, after Jesus Christ comes back? Well, some of you might say, oh, no. I don't have Bible knowledge. When are you going to have Bible knowledge? You know Jesus already more than enough. I say this, you know Jesus more than you need to know. Now you need to share. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of them, there are actually quite many underground believers in North Korea. And I heard they use different Bible, different translation. Oh, I already said this. This recording cannot go to the internet now. Just, I already said. This is kind of a low key thing. Anyway. Some of you might think there's no Christians in North Korea? Wrong. There are many faithful, serious Christians in North Korea already. That's Pyongyang. That's where revival started in Korea. That's where many Christians were killed. The blood of the martyrs is there in Pyongyang. Okay? And recently, I heard a story that there were a group of people and they were reading the Bible, they're eating the Bible, scriptures, spiritually, right? They're eating the Word. And they were doing it in, what's the word? What was it? I cannot think of a word. Cool. Cave. Sorry. Sometimes I can't think of this word. Cave. So they were doing, secretly they were meeting in the cave. But then they didn't know that these communists are making a big road right next to the cave. So as they're making the road, they found out a group of Christians are meeting in the cave, eating the Word of God secretly. So they found out one day, and then they asked them to come out. They make them lie down. Beggars, huge road. If you deny Christ right now, I will let you leave. You're free to go. Just say, I don't believe in Jesus. You're free to go. Nobody denied Christ. They were lying. Be because of their pregnant sisters, I'm not going to go in detail. Eventually they all die. There are many Christians in North Korea. They're dying now because they're not denying Christ. There are faithful ones there. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus. The whole world is going, right? The very few are on the train that is going to, in the train of Jesus Christ. And the rest, they're on the train of lake of fire. And God is counting on you. If not you, who will go? If not you, who will tell? Okay? Share Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Speak Jesus. Hallelujah. Probably brothers and sisters who are visitors today, you probably would sense something different about our church. Didn't you? Say, this church is different. Why? Because many saints are speaking Christ. They're talking. Not just one pastor is preaching, but many during the praise and prayer, right? Even prophecy time. We serve Christ. Yeah. We need to speak. Amen?
Amen.
Notice, I'm going to now, I'm not going into order now. Notice that after Jesus, let's go to the next one. Jesus had compassion on her, right? So when the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, this widow, and said, don't cry. Don't cry. Next, don't cry, right? And then, verse 14, let's read it together. Begin. Then he went up and touched the coffin, and those carrying it stood still. He said, young man, I say to you, get up. Hallelujah. So Jesus had compassion toward this widow, and then, you know what? Jesus didn't stop there. If he stopped there and said, oh, I feel for you, widow woman. I feel for you. Don't cry. And then just wipe her tears, okay? And give the handkerchief, okay? That's your gift, okay? Okay, you can keep it. And bye-bye. Can you imagine that? What good is it? What kind of compassion is that? Do you understand? But praise God, Jesus didn't stop there. Jesus actually went to the coffin. You know what coffin is, right? When the person died, he entered into the coffin, right? So that coffin, the content of coffin is dead, full of corruption, right? Full of smelly, right? Isn't it? Now, who wants to touch coffin? Raise your hand if you want to. There's a coffin right here now. There's a coffin here, and inside of that dead person. You want to touch coffin? You want to get near coffin? Well, praise God. Jesus, he had a compassion. He went to the coffin and he actually, the Bible says he touched the coffin. Is he right? Right? Touched the coffin. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Jesus Christ, God loved the world so much, he didn't stop there. He actually went, came, visited the earth. The earth was like a, what?
Coffin.
Because full of dead people, full of corruption, full of smelly things, right? Isn't it? Disgusting, yeah? It disgusts God. But he's willing to come and touch the world. Hallelujah. Don't even show. The moment he touched coffin, the death came into him, isn't it? That's what the cross is all about. What cross is all about. He died on the cross for mine and your sin. He died on our behalf. He died for our sins. His death was our death. Our death came upon him. And he took all the death of the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He took all the sins of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
If a brother goes into hell, he did not go to hell because he had sin. No. He is going to hell because he did not believe. Hallelujah. Because on the cross, Jesus shed his blood. You know what? The sins of the world, past, present, future, all finished. That's why he said, it is finished. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just because him or her, does not believe Jesus' word, the Bible, the gospel. That's why they will go to the lake of fire. Oh, praise God. What a grace, what a mercy that God has given to us, that now our eyes are open and we receive Jesus as our King. This is God's grace. Oh, hallelujah. God is willing to touch your life, touch your sin, touch your corruption, touch your mistakes, and he wants to restore it. He wants to bring life into you. He wants to bring revival into you. He wants to bring His Spirit into you. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, praise Jesus. Hey, yeah. You touch the coffin, and then those carrying us stood still. Oh, see? When God touched something, look, everybody was stand still. Because He's the King of Kings. Oh, He's the Lord of Lords. Amen.
Amen.
When He's acting, when He's doing something, everybody stands still. That's how powerful He is. And this is what He said. He said, can we read this? Can we proclaim? Can we shout this, what He said? All right, ready? Begin.
Young man, I say to you, get up.
Competition. Come on, in this group. Ready? Say it like you mean it. All right? Ready? Begin.
Young man, I say to you, get up!
Oh, not bad. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We have another power here. Here. Ready? All right, begin.
Young man, I say to you, get up!
Oh, I feel another power. Hallelujah. Let's do it together. Begin.
Young man, I say to you, get up!
Oh, get up!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Oh, we need to get up from our spiritual deadness.
Amen.
We need to get up from the shadow of death.
Amen.
We need to get up from religion.
Amen.
What is religion? Man-made what? Religious activities. Man-made rituals. Huh? Oh, you gotta sing this way, that way. No. Oh, you gotta pray this way, that way. No. There's no rituals. There's no methods. There's no way. Oh, as long as we use our spirit, because God is spirit, that worship will be acceptable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, we need to get up from the religion. Notice there are two different ways, right? Right? One is called tree of life. Genesis chapter 2, tree of life. Who is life? Jesus Christ. The opposite of tree of life is not evil. The opposite of tree of life is not sin. The opposite of tree of life is not the devil. But actually, it's called tree of knowledge. Wow. Who persecutes Jesus? Who slapped Jesus? Who spit on Jesus? Who, you know, striped Jesus, right? And who crucified Jesus? It was the religious leaders. Oh, Lord Jesus, young man, I say to you, get up! Get up from laziness! Get up from self-satisfaction, self-righteousness. Get up from laziness. Oh, get up from self-consciousness. Get up from self-centered life. Get up from soulless life. Yesterday, TLS, Tree of Life Seminar, we talk about very importantly. If you want to get a copy, talk to somebody. You need to get 16 tendencies of soul life. Bible says, you want to follow me? You have to deny your soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Deny your soul and follow me. If we don't overcome our soul, we can never become His disciple. We need to deny our soul. But then, what does it mean by denying our soul? It's so vague, you know what I'm saying? It sounds so vague. So when you hear the 16 tendencies of soul life, you understand, I am that person. First tendency of soul life is unforgiving. Our soul don't want to forgive. But in our spirit, we always forgive.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because Christ always forgives, right?
Yeah,
but we have tendency, I don't want to forgive. And second one was, we easily get angry. We get angry easily, right? We get hurt easily. That's the one. We get hurt easily. Why do you get hurt easily? When somebody say wrong things, negative, backbite you, you get hurt right away, right? Why? I don't know. Listen, you choose not to be offended. Okay, repeat after me. I choose
not to be offended.
It's your choice.
It's your choice.
When you get offended, when you get hurt by somebody, that means you chose to be offended. You chose to be offended, so don't blame somebody. It's you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's how strong your soul is. Listen, you have your soul and spirit, soul and body. Your soul is the strongest. Bible says, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, right? Hey, the word of God is living and active, and it's sharper than double-edged sword, right? And it penetrated into what? Joints and marrow. Joints and marrow. Soul and spirit. What's a joint? The bone. Bone, right? So inside the bone, where's the, there's a marrow. Joint signifies soul. Inside the soul, there's a spirit. Soul is the strongest. So it's not easy to deny your soul. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. We need the touch of Jesus Christ today.
Amen.
So our soul can be broken.
Amen.
So that our soul can be denied. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, we cannot deny our soul with our own strength, with our own knowledge. No, we need Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, we need Jesus to visit Nine, the town named Nine. Oh, this is a Nine. Oh, Lord, the one book down is a Nine. It looks beautiful and fancy, and all nations are here. We can taste Indian food, Pakistan food, whatever kind of food. But inside, full of death, isn't it? Oh, we need the visit of Jesus Christ and literally touch the coffin. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And say, young man, I say to you, get up. Yeah. Hallelujah. Next. Get up. Okay? So 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 4:13. Say it. I believe. Come on, say it. Say it.
I believe. Therefore, I spoke.
Talk to somebody.
I believe, therefore I spoke.
Okay, I said this last Sunday, right? I'm going to say it again. If you believe, you will speak.
Yeah.
If you believe, you will speak. If you don't believe, if you don't speak, you're not believing. The Bible is very clear. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, that you shall be saved, isn't it? Right? Acts 2:21. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, you got to call. You gotta open your mouth and call it. So when you come to church meeting, Sunday meeting, huh? Open your mouth. Amen?
Amen.
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 Talk to somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Amen is the Amen is name of Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Revelation 2, if you don't know it. His name is the Amen, the Faithful. Oh, hallelujah. Okay, next verse. I'm almost done now. Proverbs 18:21. Begin. The tongue has the power of life and death. And those who love it will? Oh, your tongue has a power of life and death. Use it to save people. Hallelujah. Use it to restore your friends. Amen? Okay, next. So verse 15, let's read it together. Begin. The dead man sat up and began to talk. He began to what?
No.
Began to talk. What happened? Something is... The dead man sat up and began to talk. He began to talk. Okay. So Jesus touched the coffin and Jesus said, hey, young man, get up. You know what happened? The dead young man, he get up and then he did what? The first thing he did what? He talked. Remember, if you missed last Sunday, please listen to last Sunday's message. Huh? So this dead man, when he was a dead, he didn't talk. When he came alive, he began to talk. Are you alive or are you dead?
Alive.
Are you talking or not talking? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, you don't come to church on Sunday to listen to the sermon. No. No. That's not the definition of the church meeting. Church meeting is what? Ephesians chapter 5, 18-19. 18 says, be filled in spirit. That's not Holy Spirit, your spirit. It's talking about human spirit. Okay? Pneuma. Alright. 18, and how to be filled with the Spirit? Verse 19 gives us the answer. Speak one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Speak one another. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And psalming. What do we do? How do we do? We just sing a song? No. We psalm it, right? We recitation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, because you become what you speak.
Amen.
You become what you say. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, next. All right. Okay, last one. All right, last. No. So the last point here is, okay, listen. What was the verse? Verse 15. No. Okay. Where is that?
Have you?
No. Lord Jesus, help me here. Help me here, Lord Jesus. I highlighted here. Verse 15. The dead man sat up and began to talk. And Jesus gave him back to his mother, right? Okay. Now, before that, verse 14. Then he went up and touched the coffin, and those carrying it stood still. He said, okay. Where is the verse that says living words? Just can't find it here. Living words. Can you see it? Huh? Okay. I must get it from somewhere. Okay, never mind. My bad, brothers. John 6:63. Let's just read that first scripture, okay? John 6:63. Ready? Ready? Begin. The Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are Spirit, and they are
life.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, listen. How did Jesus overcame the death? That's the question, right? How did Jesus overcame the death? Through the living words. When he said it, young man, get up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there's a power in his word. Do we have it here?
Okay,
next. It's okay. So the words Jesus spoke is Spirit and life. Oh, how we need to love the Bible. How we need to love and cherish and desire the words of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Because listen, the living words of Jesus Christ overcame the death. Likewise, what we need is we need the Word of God. We need the living Word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hebrews, going back to Hebrews 4:12. Do you have that scripture? This is the last verse. Okay. Hebrews 4:12. Can we read it together? Begin. For the Word of God is living and operative, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and able to discern the thought and intention of the heart. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The Word of God is living and operative here. Living and active. Oh, the Word of God is living and active. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, what we need is living and active Word of God to come alive from this death, to come out of this dying city. Hallelujah. Oh, we need to cherish the Word of God.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, eat Jesus every day by eating the Word of God.
Amen.
Every day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Is there anybody want to now come and prophesy? Share what you just heard, what God has spoken to you.